It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and we were joined on the phone by Alec Runyons. Alec, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Matt. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime. So it's an exciting time for you. You've just released a new tune called Missing Piece. Tell us a little bit about this song. I've listened to it many times. I'm a big fan. I think it's a great tune. Tell us kind of the story behind it, the writing process. This seems to be a very personal and emotional song for you. Tell us a little bit about your new one.
Sure. So this song's really just about finding that person that makes you whole or makes you a little bit more of a better person, I'd say. This entire album that I've been working on is really reflective, and it's a lot of these types of songs that where I'm digging down a little bit deeper. So Missing Piece is really just about that. It's about finding that person. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I when I was writing it, the inspiration was my now wife, Erin.
Yeah.
But also, I can include my daughter as part of that,
mm-hmm.
The missing piece, that enriches my
For
life.
Sure.
When I sat down to write this with my co-writer and producer, CRISPR Gaffney, we sat down with that in mind, and we wanted something light, because the rest of the album, it's some heavy subjects and some moodier songs.
Mm-hmm.
So this, it still kind of has that breezy, vibey feel to it, but with a lighter subject matter, I suppose, and something a little bit more happy and upbeat than the last few songs I've mm-hmm. had with this album.
Right, for sure. No, it's a great song, and I know kind of before kind of releases and that kind of thing, you've probably had an opportunity to play this one live in some capacity. I don't know whether it be maybe acoustically or maybe with a band. And kind of what's been the feedback for you on this one if you had an opportunity to play this one live?
So far everybody is really liking it, which I couldn't be more thankful for. I think, again, it's, because it's a little bit different than my other stuff in the past. So I think it's nice, for people to hear that little bit of a change, something a little bit different, but not too different,
right.
as well. So,
right.
But it's been received very well, and I think people are connecting with it. And that's the main thing is, really connecting with the audience and the song, finding the right people, I suppose, that need to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, joined right now by Alec Runyons. What's kind of the next little bit looking like for you? Obviously continuing to promote the new music. Here we're in the early stages of 2025. What's kind of the goals for you here this year and the next little bit? Are you planning some shows for the summer, continuing to songwrite? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Well, so this is the third single off this most recent album, which is coming. The album is going to be out in March.
Nice.
So after that, what we'll do is do a little bit of touring to promote the album and promote the singles off there, and we don't have anything quite yet. But I was my plan is to do a couple of listening parties, one in Saskatoon where I live now, and then one in Regina where I spent most of my music career.
Right.
And so that's the plan, is to set up some listening parties and then just, tour around and do some showcasing along with that. Songwriting, I got to say, it's a little bit tough these days scheduling and songwriting when you've got a 2-year-old.
Fair enough. It's just, fair enough. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, I mean, as much as I want to, absolutely, that 100%, I would love to, but it's, there's the time and the energy and everything, but I know that, it won't take much more time. I'll be back to writing, and, I've had some people reach out for co-writes mm-hmm. recently, so that's exciting for me to get back into that a bit more.
Awesome. Very cool. So it sounds like a lot of cool things on the way from you here as we move in the early stages of 2025. Alec, before we let you go, lastly, what is kind of going to be new for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up this year, we're going to include a lightning round at the end just to get to know you a little bit better. So
awesome.
we're going to go right into this. We got about 9 questions, I think, lightning round. So first off, would you be able to? Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or talk to animals?
Oh, I love animals. It's got to be animals.
You know what, Alec? From what I know, I was like, I'm sure you'll pick the animals one because I know you're a big fan. I don't disagree. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Okay.
I got a sweet tooth.
Now, there we go. Pineapple on pizza. Now, this is where we get controversial, Alec.
Right.
Pineapple on pizza,
yep.
Yes or no?
This is a big dividing subject. I know. I'm fine with pineapple on pizza. I'm sorry, everybody.
No, listen, you're in a safe space. I also am very, very public with my love of pineapple on pizza, and I am not ashamed to admit it, but it is very controversial.
And we should go forward with that. We should be public about it.
I think so. Dream vacation. If you could go anywhere, would you like to go?
Gosh, you know, I would love to travel in Europe. Dream vacation, though, I'm about to go on vacation. It's my first in, gosh, 4 years. So I'm heading out to Mexico with my wife.
Oh, nice.
That right now, in the immediate future, is my dream vacation. I cannot wait.
There you go. That's gonna be awesome. Another animal question. If you could be any animal, what would you choose to be?
That's pretty tough. I'm just gonna say. You know, a dog.
Yeah, there you
a
go.
Dog
I know, I know, I know. You're massive dog lovers. I am also.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the thing with that is, I'd love to be a bird and fly and everything, but I don't know. I think
bird
dog,
actually is a pretty common. We've done this a couple times. Bird is actually a very common answer. For that one. favorite movie, if you have one, do you have a favorite movie?
I do. It's Interstellar.
Oh, there we go. That's a new one since I've been asking this. Very cool. First concert you attended, do you remember?
I want to say that I can remember. It was the Johnner Brothers back at our hometown arena.
Yeah.
Would have been in the 90s. I would have been pretty young, but I remember just being absolutely blown away by them.
Oh, they're awesome. I actually chatted with Brad recently and also with his son Matt just this week. So that's a very good answer for how it's been the last little bit. Johnner Brothers, fantastic.
I love them.
This is a tough one. If you're given a chance to explore beneath the ocean or go to outer space, what would you choose?
Honestly, I love space. I love that's Interstellar, that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Space. I,
well,
love everything
I should
to
have
do
known.
Space.
Yeah, that makes sense. And
yeah,
last,
it should be a tough one. But.
Well, it's because a lot of people are kind of scared of both. So if you give the option, it can be a tough one. And then
right.
Lastly, if you choice between climbing a mountain or jumping out of a plane, what would you prefer?
Climbing a mountain, I could never jump out of a plane ever in my entire life. Climbing a mountain, at least I feel like I'm somewhat in control.
Yeah, exactly. I tend to agree with you on that one, absolutely.
Good.
And that's the lightning round. Alec, it's always great catching up with you and chatting. Congratulations on the release. We can't wait with what is more on the way from you. And we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Great to chat with you.